with Patrick K. O'Donnell, talking about his amazing book, The Unknowns, the untold story of America's unknown soldier and World War I's most decorated heroes who brought him home. To find the podcast, look for The Morning Show with Greg Berg.
Director Randall Wallace has said that his motive in making the film We Were Soldiers was to help heal the wounds left by the Vietnam War. You are listening to What is War? From the soundtrack of We Were Soldiers by composer Nick Glennie Smith. This is In Between the Music here on WGTD 91.1 FM. From studios located in the Inspire Center on Gateway's campus in Kenosha and heard in Elkhorn at 101.7 and in Lake Geneva at 103.3. I am your host, Lily Maselli, and today we will experience music and the soldier. There are many songs about soldiers, as you will hear in today's episode of In Between the Music, and many of them can relate to any period of time during war. The war song Johnny Has Gone for a Soldier is a popular folk music song, and though it's usually associated with the American War of Independence, it was also known and sung during the Civil War. The song is closely related to the Irish song Shúil Agra, which was written sometime during the 1600s.
She sits on Buttermilk Hill. Oh, who could blame her crying? has gone for a soldier. He, oh my, she loved him so. It broke her heart just to see him go. She sold her rock and she sold her reel. She sold her only spinning wheel to buy her love a sword of steel. Johnny has gone for a soldier. She'll dye her dress, she'll dye it. And in the streets go begging for bread. The one she loves from her has fled. Johnny has gone for a soldier. Johnny has gone for a soldier.
Any and all wars are terrible, and World War I was especially horrific. It's been intensely written by many a writer, from Ernest Hemingway to the poet Rupert Brooke. In 1916, an avalanche occurred in the Alps, killing about 10,000 Austrian and Italian soldiers. The song, Soldier of Heaven, by Sabaton, tells the story of one of those soldiers who froze to death after witnessing such a tragedy.
I won't be coming home, I won't be going anywhere. I will guard this post forever. Here on the Alpine slope, where I did my final stand, I shall remain among the ice and snow that binds me to this mountain. A force of nature too strong, sent from above, where spirits lead the way. I'll take the stairway to heaven. I'm sky high. When I die, I'll be immortal. Forever, I never, I won't return to Blood Mountain. I am the soldier of heaven. I saw the war. I watched the soldiers come and go, and I kept my watch forever. So many brave men fell in the battles that were raging down below. I have seen it all, but none will hear my story. All of these years I have been frozen in time. I cried for spring to come, but here winter remains. White Friday, I'll take the stairway to heaven. I'm sky high. When I die, I'll be immortal. Forever, I never, I won't return to Blood Mountain. I am the soldier of heaven.
In the early 60s, Florence Greenberg, founder of Scepter Records, wrote a song that was originally titled, "I'll Be True to You." However, the song's lyrics never mentioned a soldier. So while they were in the studio, the Shirelles decided to make the song much better by having it reflect someone's love for a soldier boy that she promises to remain true to while he's away. The song was released as a single by the Shirelles in 1962, and it was a big hit. So before I forge on with today's show, Music and the Soldier, I just wanted to mention briefly that I would love to hear from you what you think of my program. You can find my page on the WGTD website, and I have an email, inbetweenthemusic@yahoo.com. So let me know what you think about my program, and if there's a specific show you would like to hear me do a theme on, that would be great. So I do look forward to hearing from you. That's inbetweenthemusic@yahoo.com. Now, Travelin' Soldier is an anti-war song by songwriter Bruce Robinson and recorded by the Dixie Chicks in 2002. Its lyrics tell the story of a soldier who falls in love with a young woman just as he's about to go off to fight in the Vietnam War. They become very close through the many letters they write to each other while he is overseas. But one night, she hears his name read in a list of those who have been killed.
2 days past 18, he was waiting for the bus in his army green, sat down in a booth. Cafe there, gave his order to a girl with a bow in her hair. He's a little shy, so she gave him a smile, and he said, would you mind sitting down for a while and talking to me? I'm feeling a little low. She said, I'm off in an hour, and I know where we can go. So they went down and they sat on the pier. He said, I bet you got a boyfriend, but I don't care. I got no one to send a letter to. Would you mind if I sent one back here to you? I cried, never gonna hold the hand of another guy. Too young for him, they told her, waiting for the love of a traveling soldier. Our love will never end, waiting for the soldier to come back again. Never more to be alone when the So the letters came from an army camp in California, then Vietnam, and he told her of his heart. It might be love and all of the things he was so scared of. Except when it's getting kind of rough over here, I think of that day sitting down at the pier, and I close my eyes and see your pretty smile. Don't worry, but I won't be able. One Friday night at a football game, the Lord's Prayer said and the anthem sang. A man said, folks, would you bow your heads for a list of local Vietnam dead? Crying all alone under the stands was a piccolo player in the marching band, and one name Red, and nobody really cared. But a pretty little girl with a bow in her head. I cried, never gonna hold the hand of another guy. Too young for him, they told her, waiting for the love of a traveling soldier. Our love will never end, waiting for the soldier to come back again. Never more to be alone when the
The 2017 film Thank You for Your Service follows a group of U.S. soldiers as they return from Iraq and their struggle to be back into family and the civilian life they had left. However, they're still living with the memory of a war that threatens to destroy them, even though they have left the battlefield. The film is based on the best-selling book by Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter and author David Finkel. Shania Twain's song, Soldier, is featured in the film.
Don't close the door when you leave, it's cold out. I need to see the air when you breathe and say out loud that you'll be home soon. Not to worry, you're gonna hurry back. Has anybody seen my soldier? Standing all alone. Has anybody seen my soldier? Just trying to get home. You are not alone when you dream. I'm with you. I hear your heart when it beats. I feel it too. Sleep in is tender, please remember me. Has anybody seen my soldier standing all alone? Has anybody seen my soldier just trying to get soldier standing all alone. Has anybody seen my soldier?
I am a soldier. My heart is in the land. I fight for life and freedom as I walk upon the sand. I do not walk unworthy. I will not stand alone. The angels travel with me. I fight for land and home. I am a soldier, a daddy and a friend, a comrade and a brother, a warrior to the end. I do not walk unknowing the risk upon the way, for God travels with me each and every day.
He's 5 foot 2 and he's 6 feet 4. He fights with missiles and with spears. He's all of 31 and he's only 17. He's been a soldier for 1,000 years. He's a Catholic, a Hindu, an atheist, a Jain, a Buddhist and a Baptist and a Jew. And he knows he shouldn't kill, and he knows he always will kill you for me, my friend, and me for you. And he's fighting for Canada, he's fighting for France, he's fighting for the USA. And he's fighting for the Russians, and he's fighting for Japan, and he thinks we'll put an end to war this way. And he's fighting for democracy, he's fighting for the Reds, he says it's for the peace of all. He's the one who must decide who's to live and who's to die, and he never sees the writing on the wall. But without him, how would Hitler have condemned him at Lobau? Without him, Caesar would have stood alone. He's the one who gives his body as a weapon of the war, and without him, all this killing can't go on. He's the universal soldier, and he really is to blame. His orders come from far away no more. They come from here and there, and you and me. And brothers, can't you see? This is not the way we put the end to war.
Well, I hope you enjoyed today's show, Music and the Soldier. And remember, our flag does not fly because the wind moves it. It flies with the last breath of each soldier who died protecting it. Until next time, I look forward to hearing from you. And you can email me at inbetweenthemusic@yahoo.com. This is Lily Maselli with In Between the Music here on WGTD. Kenosha.
What you breathe in, what you breathe.